All right, turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and go to verse 9. The title of my sermon tonight is The Biggest Mission Field is False Christians. In this world today, the biggest false religion is people who call themselves Christians but don't actually believe in Jesus Christ, meaning they haven't put their faith and trust in Jesus to be their Savior. I think total in the world there's like 2.3 billion Christians, but obviously we know a very small minority of them are actually saved. So the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 9, "But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." Meaning if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, the Bible says that you don't belong to Christ. Now how do you receive the Spirit according to the Bible? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, "In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." So we receive the Spirit of God by believing in Jesus Christ. And so there's a lot of people out there who they grow up in church. They grow up calling themselves a Christian. They grow up, labeling themselves as a Christian. They think that because they have Christian family members or because they go to church or because they pray or whatever, they go through all these rituals. They think that makes them a Christian, but they haven't heard the gospel and they haven't put their faith in Jesus. And that's why the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have now we prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Right? These people, they have not trusted Christ. They're trusting in their works. So these people, even though they're calling Jesus Lord, because they don't actually believe in him in their heart, they're not actually saved. They're trusting in their work. Now, how does somebody get saved according to the Bible? It says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So the way that somebody is able to put their faith in Jesus Christ is by hearing the gospel preached by the word of God. And that's where we come in. We as Christians are supposed to go out and reach the lost with the gospel by preaching them the Bible, by preaching them the gospel, so that way they can put their faith in Jesus. So the point I'm trying to make today or tonight is that the vast majority of people out there who call themselves Christians, they're not actually saved. So it's our job to go and reach them with the gospel. Now, a lot of you know that there's some people in our church who go soul winning on the campus of a so-called Christian university called Grand Canyon University, which is in the Phoenix area. And it's by far, in my opinion, from what I've seen, one of the most receptive places ever, I think, in Arizona. And I think just personally, it's the most receptive place I've ever been. And there's some other people in the room who have been soul winning there, and you can testify to that. And the reason why they're so receptive is because most of the people on the campus, they call themselves Christians, so they'll claim to believe the Bible, and you know they're maybe sincere, their heart's in the right place, but they just haven't heard the gospel yet. And if they have the gospel preached to them, they're willing to receive it, they're ready to receive it, and to get saved. So that's why I think it's a great mission field. I think it's a great place to go soul winning, but a lot of people, they don't understand why we go soul winning on a Christian university. I've had people say, both on the university and also some family members as well, make fun of me and say, "Why are you going soul winning on the campus of a Christian university? They're already Christians." No, they're not. Because just because they go to a Christian university, that doesn't make them Christians. In fact, not even everybody who goes there even claims to be Christian in the first place. Some people, you know, they call themselves Christian and they're going to a Christian university, but they don't even claim to believe the Bible, or maybe they do a little bit, or they've gone to church once or twice, but you ask them, "Do you know for sure you're going to heaven?" And they say, "I have no idea." So that's why we're supposed to go out and to reach them with the gospel. Now, just as a last point, I want to make the point that the people on the university campus, they hate us preaching the gospel because the staff members, they're definitely not Christians. In fact, I think those people are just complete haters of God, wicked people, because they're trying to stop us from preaching the gospel. I don't know if you know, but Rob over here, he's a student at GCU, and he was recently suspended from being a student because of soul winning. Imagine that, getting kicked off of the campus of a university that claims to be Christian for preaching the gospel. Isn't that ridiculous? So the reason why we go soul winning there, and they make fun of us, and Brother Jonathan, who, you know, he's a guy who goes to our church, he's disabled. I heard a story from Rob that somebody literally, there's people on campus who are literally making fun of him and bullying him and taking off the faithful word hat from his head and making fun of him and mocking him because of the fact that he goes to our church. And these people are not Christians. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate Christians. And so we need to reach them with the gospel. Let's pray. Father in heaven, please fill the next preacher with the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to preach. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.